Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Clifton is our guest, our good friend. First time on the show, but we're going to fix that. We're going to have him back again a lot in the future. He's got a lot more to share with us. Managing Director of Gallup's Global Analytics, a member of their executive committee, and they're doing a great job up there keeping us informed on how people are thinking, what are they believing, what are they doing around the world on all kinds of different topics, which some of which we've covered on the show before. John, thanks again for being here. Gallup.com, G-A-L-L-U-P.com is the website. And John, the story you're here to talk about today is to help us talk about happiness. And you've identified who the happiest people in the world are. People in the northern climes, the Scandinavian area, Switzerland too, are happy if you ask them how they see their lives, and the people in Latin America are happiest if you ask them how they experience their life. Is that right?
Exactly.
And so again, remind people what the difference is for this segment.
Yeah, absolutely. So one metric, which is used by the UN for the World Happiness Report, is how people see their lives. In survey speak, that means we ask them a question on evaluate your life on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is the worst possible life and 10 is the best possible life. Where do you stand today? That's where Denmark and the Scandinavian countries are at the top, and the single biggest driver is money. Whereas on the other side of things, which is a report we release, is how people live their lives. And that's by asking questions in survey speak like, did you experience a lot of enjoyment all day yesterday, or did you laugh and smile a lot all day yesterday? The countries that top that list are places in Latin America like Paraguay and Guatemala. And the reason for that is money doesn't drive that one. Things like generosity, freedom, and social support drive that particular item.
And people in that region are probably highly religious too, aren't they?
Religiosity is definitely high.
Wouldn't you think religiosity has a lot to do with, you know, and I'm only saying this because if you're a religious person, you found a way to make something else more important than yourself all the time, right?
And
go ahead.
Religiosity has a very interesting impact on well-being. If you look at it at the country level, and we ask people, does religion play an important part of your daily life? And so what we find is, the places with the highest well-being around the world are actually not the most religious. So again, at the country level, it would appear that that's not the case. But here's the interesting thing. When you go within country, the people that are the most religious are also the most have the highest well-being. So it's kind of a strange phenomenon on whether or not you look at it at the global level or what if you look at it with the individual level.
I
think when you look at it at the individual, the telling thing is that religion definitely influences all aspects of well-being.
I think so too, and so I want to tie that into another piece of data that you have in your happiness index. You guys have been polling people for a long time about this, and the positive experience index is going up in the world, you said, right? But also there's a counterbalance to that too, right?
That's right. That's right. So interestingly enough, the positive emotions index is increasing. And we've seen just a very slight increase over the past 10 years.
Which is interesting considering all the problems we have, right?
That's right. That's right. And if you had to attribute it to one thing, you could attribute to 1/7 of the planet that lives in China. China's slightly edging up over the past decade. Now, the more alarming thing is the increase globally on negative emotions, which has been a steady increase since 2006, 2007.
Is that regional?
It is. And if you had to attribute it to two things, one is the rise of negative emotions in India, and the other one is the Middle East, North Africa.
Interesting. India, too. Now, that's right. I didn't see that coming. I could see the Middle East and Africa, but I didn't see India coming. What do you attribute India to?
Well, a lot of things. In fact, we've seen it not just in negative emotions, but also in life evaluation. Mm-hmm. We would attribute it to things like jobs and great workplaces are not improving.
Right.
But another thing is when you don't feel like you, when you not only don't have a job and you don't feel like you can have the opportunity to get a good job, mm-hmm. and then it starts to leak in where you can't afford basic things like food and shelter, add that in with a little bit of perceived corruption where people
right.
in India believe that corruption is widespread everywhere,
right. uh-huh.
that's when you start to get people really frustrated and negative emotion starts to increase dramatically.
Self-worth and anticipating the future in a good way is our drivers of happiness, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Did you, and you guys found that out, right? Especially the self-worth thing, the part about being successful?
Well, absolutely. If there was a silver bullet, Arthur Brooks at the American Enterprise Institute has done some fascinating research around this, that regardless of income, if you want to see your life well and live your life well, the silver bullet, again, whether or not you make $80,000 or $800,000 of income, is whether or not you had earned success.
Right.
And he did this by looking at things like people who inherited a great sums of wealth or
right.
people that have won the lottery. and what he found is if they had won the lottery or inherited great sums of wealth, their lives didn't look that great. And it was really the people that had earned their way into
like small business owners out here on Main Street, John. That's what
that's
you
right.
want. You want to find happy people, come out on Main Street and meet the small business owners who are my heroes, and I know they're yours too. Hey, John, this is fascinating stuff. You got good, a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
You bet, Jim, anytime.
Enjoyed having you here. Good job today. John Clifton, ladies and gentlemen, with Gallup, gallup.com. Check out that website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.